The predictions were that this would be a knife-edge election and that it might take several days for the final result to emerge. Both predictions were wrong. Donald Trump will be returning to the White House, his victory an emphatic one. Here's how CBS called the result just after 10:30 this morning, just after 5:30 in Washington. It was quickly followed by other broadcasters across the globe.
And CBS News now projects that Donald Trump is the winner in Wisconsin. That gives him the number of electoral votes he needs to become the 47th president of the United States.
Donald Trump becoming America's 47th president. That projection coming to us from our CBS News partners.
Sky News can now call the winner of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States of America.
Well, there were celebrations into the early hours in Mr. Trump's adopted home state of Florida. Here's what one supporter told the BBC.
Wow, what a relief. This is an exclamation point against all of the nonsense policies of the last 4 years, of the vilification for bringing up legitimate concerns that we had with the economy, with the border. You know, we were called racist, Nazis, and it really divided this country. And we feel vindicated because it looks like this is going to be a resounding win.
Well, as we've heard, it was Wisconsin and the state's 10 electoral college votes that pushed Donald Trump over the key figure of 270, meaning he couldn't be caught. He spoke to jubilant supporters at his Palm Beach estate.
This was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country and maybe beyond. And now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that. We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Donald Trump speaking to supporters earlier. Let's go to Washington and our reporter, Jackie Fox. Jackie, it's more than 5 hours since Donald Trump claimed victory. Any word yet from Kamala Harris?
No, Rachel, no word from Kamala Harris yet here in Washington, D.C. We are due to hear from her today. It's just after 8 o'clock this morning. She's expected to address the nation at some stage today. It's a strange day for her. It's going to be a strange moment for her, too, come January, because as vice president, we know that she presides over the Senate. So she'll have to officially declare Donald Trump the winner of this election in January. And that's something only Al Gore and Richard Nixon had to do many, many moons ago.
Can you bring us through the figures, Jackie, to give us a sense of just how emphatic this victory has been?
Yeah, so the votes came in last night and, you know, the stages were set and everyone thought that we were in for the long haul over the next couple of days. But what happened unfolded very, very quickly. So we had those projections from the crucial swing states of Georgia and North Carolina that really put Donald Trump in pole position. And while, you know, it was early voting, you could see the US network looking at these results and knowing that Kamala Harris was in trouble. And the pictures coming in from her watch party said it all. People didn't not look happy. Like, the poll said that this election would be neck and neck. And while it wasn't a landslide, Donald Trump, he did pull ahead early on in this race. And things really stepped up a gear when we the state, everybody was watching in this election. Pennsylvania voted for Donald Trump and he was projected to win there. So that put him on a solid path back to the White House. There was no coming back for Kamala Harris there, even though he hadn't reached the magic number of 270 just yet in the Electoral College. But it was game over for Kamala Harris at that stage.
Mm-hmm. And there's a distinct possibility that he could take all seven swing states and the popular vote. Also, the Republican Party, it looks like they'll be taking back control of the Senate.
The Republican Party had a great night, Rachel, with Donald Trump winning the White House. Republicans, it looks like they'll control the US Senate with victories in West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania as well within the last hour. And that's ensuring Donald Trump's party now will control at least one chamber over Congress next year. Republicans also won several races that could allow them to expand their majority in the House, though the final outcome may not be known for a couple of days there. It does look like a red agenda for 2025. But what I think is important here is that these results ensured Republicans would be able to help Mr. Trump appoint conservative judges and other government personnel. So they'll have little or no opposition during those congressional interviews that will take place for those top jobs next year.
In advance of polling day, there'd been a lot of talk about the sort of groups the candidates needed. For instance, would the women's vote help Kamala Harris win? What's now known about how people voted across the United States?
Yes, we'll get a clearer picture across the day, but it's looking like that Donald Trump chipped away at that reliable Democratic vote, the traditional Democratic vote. Kamala Harris lost considerable support in Chicago when you compare it with Joe Biden. And she did in most traditional blue areas in Illinois and Maryland. So while she didn't lose those states, she didn't do as well as Joe Biden. And that was a warning sign for her and her team. But I think if you look at the most telling group here is the Latino vote. Look at Florida. Miami-Dade, which has a lot of Latinos there living there, they voted for the first time for a Republican candidate in a presidential election. So it looks like Donald Trump has bringing some of them into the fold, into the Republican Party.
Jackie Fox in Washington. Thank you.